That's the Young Dubliners with We the Mighty. You're listening to K-Hum, and right now on the phone, I have Keith Roberts of the Young Dubliners. How are you doing, Keith?
Good morning. How are you? Or afternoon?
I guess it is technically afternoon, 6 minutes afternoon. So that kind of works. But that song was off of your latest album, Nine.
Yes, that's the one. We're just sort of been on tour for about a year and a half, and now it's coming to the end.
Do you have another album that's going to come in the works?
Hopefully. do we have one finished and ready to go? No, but we usually, this is our process is usually that we sort of get the road work done, and then we'll lock ourselves away in the studio again and start another one. So it's sort of, it'll be December, January of the whole writing again. And we've got a couple of ideas up our sleeve about what we're going to do next. That will all be revealed shortly.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And a year and a half to tour behind album, that's a pretty long time.
Yeah, it's sort of got longer and longer over the years as we spread our area out. And now we do a lot of stuff in Europe as well. So it's meant it's added. If you want to sort of get to everywhere, the idea is to get to everywhere twice. Once to introduce it, and then once to sort of, you know, let people hopefully get to know the album and then come back and see it, do it live again. And then once we're done with that, we'll start a new one. But it's the never-ending tour. I mean, one flops into the next one, and I can't say there's ever a real solid break from the road with our band.
Well, you know, you guys are quite possibly one of the hardest-working bands out there. Having a new album, you said, reinvigorates your shows. Even touring so long with an album, do you think it still has that maybe reinvigorating force behind it still, even after a year and a half?
It's funny because we play so much, and there's no doubt about it, tours can sort of wear you down, various different tours if they're in, you know, whether it's weather or whether the travel is extensive between gigs. But it's still every night's an individual night for us, and it just happened last week. We had a day off, and instead of taking the day off, we ended up going to a band we know. We're playing a pub gig in Phoenix, and we sat in with them and did an hour set on our own. And at first it seemed like nuts. Why would we do that when we could enjoy a night off? But it was actually such a great experience to play a pub again like that. And to, I'm talking tiny, tiny little pub where I could have reached over and grabbed a pint from the bartender myself. But it was such a great atmosphere in there, and it made me laugh because, 20 years ago we started doing that, and it's still as much fun as it is. As long as you have a good show, it doesn't matter, when in your career it happens. I think, every day is a new day, and you take it as seriously as the last one was. So the new songs definitely help from our aspect, playing new stuff that you just created and finding better ways to play it and all the rest of it. That keeps us very much interested in what we're doing.
Well, that is definitely wonderful. And it also shows that you love what you do, that you truly love what you do, because it sounds like shows are more, help keep you going. I don't want to use the word reinvigorating yet again, but I guess that would be it.
I think it's sort of like if you have a lot football player or a long distance runner or something, and they suddenly stopped, it'd probably be very difficult to get back into it. And I think that's what keeps us going, is the fact that we're constantly on sort of high alert. Even when you're off, you're probably writing, or you're probably doing some warm ups or whatever you do to keep yourself going. But we play so much that it's definitely kept our interest, and we're always trying to. We just come up with ideas this week for, new things to do next year. We may do a couple of house parties and stuff, which has become all the rage now. With national bands show up in your front room on a Monday night. You and your friends.
Well, those are some of the best. I started going out to see shows in basements and that kind of stuff.
And the Young Dubliners never to be outdone by the competition. we've done a few of them. We've done mostly charity ones, but we've done a few of them before where. It's amazing to hear the feedback directly from people who may have been listening to your music for years. And, these were things that were unheard of 10 years ago. It was if you showed up and played at somebody's party, then you were obviously on the way down. But now it's sort of, it's just another form of touring that we, having become independent now and released our first album on our own, this is all part of that, building a little sound system that works within that sort of smaller setting, and it's just it's fun. It's fun to keep it new and do new things and challenge yourself a little bit like that.
Well, I think that people would be most excited to see a band like you, like in a house or a small, smaller situation than like people thinking of like a huge show, like an arena show. I know I do not enjoy many arena shows at all.
Yeah, and I think the only time that people wouldn't be happy to see us in their house is if we had like a truck backed up to their garage and we were wearing masks and loading their stuff into the back of it. You know, nobody wants to see somebody in their house under those circumstances.
Of course not.
But you're right, though. The bigger shows can be very impersonal. It's funny that you can literally have, like, I say this all the time, we can play to, you know, from 50 people to 10,000 people, and the show can be very similar for what we're doing because we like to see them as little mini events for the people. Like, there's a huge thing in our band about being lucky to be doing this long and having people still coming out to see us, and part of that is making sure the show is always at a level where everybody leaves going, wow, they really brought it tonight, and there was no drop off because the venue was smaller or because they were the opening band for somebody big and some were huge. You know, we just don't feel that. It's almost like a check and balance to where if one of us seems to do a lackluster gig, he's going to hear about it backstage from the rest of us. So everybody's on high guard to give it their best shot, you know?
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, we are very excited to have you here in Arcata. It's been several years since you've been here.
Yeah, it's funny. We travel the five, obviously, up and down. You know, we play Portland and Seattle and San Francisco a lot. And some of the smaller towns in the early days that were really potential little gold mines for us, it fell by the way because of promoters going away or our venues going away. And Arcata was literally one of the first places we came when we started touring. And we had a blast. I just remember it being an interesting town on many levels, but definitely a real fun sort of, you know, I noticed on your guys' website, you talk about Freedom Radio. And I mean, there's so few radio stations left with the power to play their own music. And we love to go to Santa Cruz and visit K-Pig. And, you know, there's so many great little stations still around the country if you can find them. But, you know, Arcata, this is the sort of lifestyle even that I love. I love sort of a little, it sort of reminds me of a little off the grid and sort of your own little world up here, and we love that.
Well, I love that. I just moved here like 2 months ago from West Virginia. And yeah. And
it's a longer drive than we had.
Yeah, a little bit longer drive. I gained a new appreciation for bands on tour after driving across the U.S. For the first time. Yeah.
I know. It's funny. You end up looking at truck stops in a whole new light. You know, I think in the early days it was sort of like, oh my goodness, do people actually shower here? And then, you know, 10 years later, like, oh, thank God, it's a truck stop. I can get a shower. You know, especially when you're in a bus, it's, you know, these are huge. These truck stops are little lifelines to you. Whereas I think to the average American, you know, they looked like just a place to eat, you know, crappy food and hustle and bustle with the great unwashed.
but they're like a saving grace after.
Yeah, they're life savers. Like, I could tell you all about the different companies, the ones I like the best, the ones that have the coffee that's good.
Well, the next time we put together a tour, we'll ask you about all that. But I've never been anywhere like Humboldt County. It is an amazing, wonderful place. And it's so cool that there's so much art and everything here and much good bands coming through here.
It seems to draw people. Like, I moved to San Luis Obispo a while ago, and that's one of the reasons I moved there, is because it's a little bigger, but it definitely has that sort of artist draw to where you can be exposed to other people who are making a living doing something creative, to where you really get a rounded sense of all the different forms of art that's out there, different styles of music, and it's not unheard of to just, you know, have an impromptu show somewhere and people will actually come out and support it. And I think that's very much what happened to us here the first time we arrived. I don't think anybody had much of a clue of what we were doing with sort of taking Irish music and rocking it up a little bit, but they all came out anyway. I think it was like a curiosity draw to see what everybody else was doing. And we've had experiences like that in, you know, around this area with Petaluma and Santa Rosa further down. It's a part of California I love the most.
That's awesome. Why did you end up moving out to LA the first time?
Originally to be a journalist. I actually had a degree in journalism, and I came out to Los Angeles because I wanted to get into. I had grand ideas of being a television journalist, and
And you came from Dublin?
From Dublin. Yeah, from Dublin.
To LA to be a journalist. It seems like it would be easier to be a journalist in Dublin.
No, it was really. It's actually journalism. We see the thing about American journalism was it was becoming a little bit more, shall we say, entertainment based. And there were a lot more jobs, like a weatherman in America, you know, is doing all sorts of things. Weatherman in Dublin is just telling you it's going to rain. You know, it really wasn't, you know, there wasn't, you didn't have to check the satellite or, you know, look into all the high tech. You just looked out the window and went, yeah, hello, this is Keith Roberts. With the weather, it's raining. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, that here, seems like the weather there all the time.
Yeah, there was more of a, it was a wider sort of opportunity to break from weather into other things. And, you know, even from, you know, being a journalist to be maybe to you know, television documentaries or shows like 60 Minutes. And there were just a lot, to me, it seemed like a lot of opportunity. However, with all of that said, I did it for a year with PBS. I did an internship and next thing you know, I was playing in a bar the weekends, and that led to working on movie sets because I was driving a super shuttle from the airport, and I met a producer who got me into movie sets and set decorating, and then from that I bought a bar, and then I had the bar for a year, and from that I got a record deal, and then I went on the road. So let's just say I'm not exactly one of those people who premeditated his life.
Well, you had a couple people that you knew from Dublin come over. Was it just coincidence or...?
No, I mean, Bren, our bass player, we grew up together, and he was the one who really sort of came out. Once I got settled, he came out as well, and then we met some Irish people over here. And then the early lineup of the band, there were three of us from Dublin. Mm-hmm. The band for the last, you know, 15 years has been myself and Bren from Ireland and three from America, one from Kansas City, one from Michigan, and one from California.
Well, that's one great thing about you. You blend all those different
types of
music.
Yeah, and I mean, that's exactly what the music is. The music is a blend of not only the rock that the Americans grew up with and the sort of country vibe that they were exposed to, but also with us, the rock that we grew up with and then the Irish traditional music that we were very heavily exposed to. So you sort of see a little bit of all of it in how we sort of developed, because we developed over a few albums. It wasn't the last time we played Arcata. I don't think we were as defined as we are now as what our sound is, you know, so that'll be fun to hopefully show how the young Dubliners grew up.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we are definitely looking forward to you guys coming here. Very, very pumped about that. That is happening tonight, everybody, at 9:30 over at Humbrews. And you can go on over to Humbrews and get the tickets online. And did you want to mention anything else before we go ahead and close this up?
Not really. I hope I've satisfied everyone's curiosity. we'll be there. We'll be hanging out afterwards and stuff. And if anybody remembers seeing us all those years ago, make sure you come out and say hello, because that would be a nice flashback.
All right, awesome. It's going to be a good show, regardless of whether or not it's a flashback. You wanted to play Seeds of Sorrow from your new album. Any specific reason? You want to give me a little bit of background about the song?
Well, yeah, I mean, Seeds of Sorrow it sort of shows our more Irish side, maybe our more Celtic side, but we wrote, all the songs we write are always about, you know, something I try to sort of, I'm getting... My journalism is coming out in some sort of way where I'm trying to tell a story. And this was music that we'd all written together. And then I was trying to come up with a lyric that was, you know, kind of do the music justice. And one of the things that was going on at the time was, you know, just dealing with people who seem to be what we call worry warts. And, you know, constantly telling me that everything's awful and there's nothing to look forward to. And so this was the kind of... The line came to me, seeds of sorrow, you know, throw away your seeds of sorrow. And we all sort of jumped on board. And then I think we came up with sort of a fun song that's hopefully a pick-me-up.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much. This is Seeds of Sorrow by the Young Dubliners. Remember, they're playing tonight at Humbrews.